Thank goodness the sun's almost down. Today was hotter than a crowded saloon. Oh, nothing like a nice evening stroll around town. Feeling the moonlight. Hearing the sounds of the night. I swear, I could drop down and sleep like a baby on this dirt road right here. Alright, just one more round and I'll check in for the night. Go home and have some supper and maybe spend some time in the barn playing some songs on my fiddle and relaxing on a bale of hay. That sure sounds nice. I'm not too sure why I still patrol out here. It's not like anybody would be stupid enough to.
Hey you! Stop right there! Hey! I said, stop right there. Or I'll blow your pinky toe clean off your foot with my six shooter here. Trust me, I'm the sharpest shooter at this side of Mississippi. Don't you forget that.
Now what in tarnation are you doing with that bag of gold? I don't play dumb now.
Spare me the excuses.
I just saw you come hustling nervous out of the bank there. What, did you wait until the teller fell asleep? Ugh, good God. That old geezer can't stay awake for more than 5 minutes at a time. I keep telling him he needs to get a guard dog or something to...
Hey! Don't make me warn you again, or you know what happens.
Who am I? Let's just say I'm the boss around here. Uh-huh. Oh. We don't have a sheriff. Wanna know why? Because I'd run them out of business with all my skills. I run this town. I keep it safe. And I don't take too kindly to hooligans like you causing trouble. Especially when you try to steal the hard-earned money of some real good folks out there that I happen to know personally. Yeah. You made a real big mistake coming into my town and doing something like this. A real, real big mistake. Aw, look at you. You're shaking in your boots. Not so daring now, huh? Oh, it's okay. What am I gonna do to you? Oh, don't worry. I like to toy, but I'm not too cruel. Besides, I see you only took one bag of gold. Thou deeply the skeleton in their sleeps. It could have robbed the whole bank for every last dime. So, spell. Why'd you do it? Right? You're just trying to survive, huh? Well, we all are. That's just how it is here in the West. You wake up every day not knowing how it's gonna end. Still, that doesn't make stealing from common folk right now, does it? No, it doesn't. But these aren't your folk, are they? You're not from around here. I can tell by the way you talk. And I would have noticed a cutie patootie like you long ago. So, what exactly are you doing in my town? You got separated from your party. I hear that happens often with the carriage bands crossing this way. Well, I'll tell you what. I would just tell you to return that gold back to the bank and continue along your way like it never happened. But I need to set an example for my town. You understand? They need to know that there are consequences for stealing. So, how about you give that bag of gold back and I'll return to the bank. And I throw you in jail. Oh, well, don't worry, honey bun. It's just one cell next to my office. Besides, you'll be clothed, fed. You'll have some shelter with this dreadful heat wave we're having. All you gotta do is let me put a pair of handcuffs on ya. Sounds like a swell deal if you ask me. So? Why am I doing this? You mean cooperating with the person I just got stealing? Well, I came to this town as an outsider myself. Wagon life was tough. Our party lost a lot of people getting out here. Starvation, dehydration, disease, you name it. So, I understand what it's like. I wouldn't be right to just throw you back out into that now, would I? Miss Haas, you're a party one if I do say so myself. So, you can thank yourself for that. It just might have gotten you out of trouble this time. No. You are under arrest for theft. Come with me now, punk. I'm gonna administer a little punishment to make sure you don't try something like that again. Just keeping my town safe. Well, here you are. Home sweet home. Cozy, isn't it? Don't worry. You'll get used to it. It's got a charm. Hasn't been used in forever. I can't even remember the last time. So, it's happy to have some company, you know? Here we go. Oh, why did I lock myself in here with you? You ask? Well, you see, I'm no deadbeat cop, sweetheart. I know you're not gonna learn your lesson if I just keep you cooped up in here like a hen for a few weeks. No. I need to make sure you submit to me. Teach you not to cross me on my town ever again. You look scared again. Don't worry. I promise our methods are enjoyable. As long as you obey me, of course. If not that. Well, just now. Let's put it at that. Now. let's get started. Hey, don't panic. I just rolled my lasso around your neck, no big deal. I'm not gonna choke you with it or anything. I just wanna make sure you can't get away from me. Not that you'll want to once we're started, though. Alright then. I see you've been eyeing up my legs for quite a while. They do look damn good in these shorts, don't they? Ah, don't be shy. I really don't mind. Not as long as you show me just how much you like him. On all fours, now. Oh, good. Now crawl yourself over here and put your head between these legs that you've been wanting so bad. Oh, good boy. Yes, just like that. Oh, so obedient already. I might be able to let you out early at this rate. Is that what you want? Would you like that? But why would I do that when I can just keep you here and use you as my pet whenever I want? Yeah, come on, lick me good, cutie pie. Oh, this is your punishment from stealing, remember? Show me you're real sorry for stealing from my town. Oh yeah? Oh yeah. Sorry, huh? Not good enough. Just keep at it some more, and I might just let you off the hook. Yeah, like having my lasso around your neck, huh? The good thing about it is, I can pull you in nice and close whenever I want. Make your tongue even deeper. That feels so good. That pretty little mouth is hitting all my spots. You're moaning so much. I think you're enjoying it as much as I am. I guess that's a good boy. So good. Okay, enough. Enough of this foreplay.
Now for the real punishment. Get up. Yeah. Now lay on the bed and take your pants off. I want to watch that pretty face while I do this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Good. You're looking so damn enticing right now. I just want to eat you right up like a juicy steak. Nah. I'm just gonna stride you like one of my horses and sink myself right down into you like that. Yeah, that's it. Good Lord, that feels so good. It's been a rat hot minute since I got to play with sweet little girl like you. And I'm gonna save every minute of it. Come here. I'm gonna pull your head up with my lasso, and you're gonna kiss me. Look at you. You now got lipstick over your face. You're such a darling little thing. You see, there's no reason to steal. Not when you can have this instead. And if I ever catch you again, you know I can make you just like this. Eyes rolled back. You're rolling like pleasure, pleading for more. Oh, you're gonna blow now. Yeah? Do it. Do it. Let it all out inside me. Did you learn your lesson, cupcake? I'm not sure if you did. Maybe I just rode you so hard you can't even talk. Either way, I think I'm gonna need a few more rounds of this. I'm gonna make sure I've really, really nailed the point home.